The city of Springfield, Massachusetts, has put up large tents that will be used if the coronavirus spreads to the city's homeless population. Over the weekend, 12,000 square feet of tents were erected in a parking lot across the street from the Friends of the Homeless shelter. By the end of the week, the tents will be stocked with medical supplies and equipment, toiletries, and food, and staffed around the clock. Mayor Dominic Sarno called it a precautionary and proactive measure to stay ahead of the spread of the virus. He said the plan was coordinated by city officials with the help from the local medical community and social service providers.
We have to be cognizant. This is a very vulnerable population, and we have to make sure that, as we've done before, they're properly treated, and we're able to make sure that we're able to contain and isolate any situations that might arise.
As of Monday, no cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the city's homeless population. City crews erected the tents, which will have segregated space for testing, quarantine, and treatment. The tents will be fully functional once electric and sewer utilities are connected in the next few days, according to Patrick Sullivan, the city's director of buildings and grounds.
So we are going to be providing electrical heat with the option of being converted to air conditioning during this time. We are being able to tie into the existing sewer systems on site, water systems on site. Each tent will have hot water with sinks, refrigeration, washer and dryer systems in each of the tents. We will also have a commissary for a trailer for the staff that are working the site. They too will have their own separate bathroom, shower facilities, and be able to take the necessary breaks throughout their time.
Plans call for the facility to be staffed by at least two people at all times, according to Springfield's Commissioner of Health and Human Services, Helen Calton Harris.
We anticipate that one will be an RN, one will be a caretaker, and we will strive to make sure that we're having an MD who is doing rounds as well.
Dr. Robert Roos, Chief Medical Officer at Mercy Medical Center in Springfield, commended the city on its preparations for caring for the homeless during the pandemic.
We are grateful to be collaborating in this way, and we too are focusing efforts on those that are impacted by this, that are often marginalized from routine care, patients in nursing homes and homeless individuals.
Governor Charlie Baker last week said the state would reopen a former health care center to provide additional services to Boston's homeless population. Additionally, Suffolk University is converting a dormitory into a homeless shelter with 172 beds. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.